Well, good morning and welcome in to the Steve Gruber Show live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. Scott Bertram in for Steve. Here on the Steve Gruber Show, Monday, July 1st, 2019, here are three big things you need to know. Three. President Trump taking a couple of historic steps into North Korea over the weekend. Don't know yet how the move might benefit the U.S. moving forward. We do know, of course, Democrats don't like it one bit. Two. At least one Democrat running for president calling for the repeal of the partial birth abortion ban currently on the books. We knew this, but really, there's no limit to how far out of the mainstream the left is willing to push their party. And number one, a former president calling the current president illegitimate. And it's, well, it's because of Russia, of course. Audio, President Trump's reaction coming up in just a moment. Welcome to it. I was going to say Friday. Don't you wish? Monday morning, July 1st, Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter and SteveGruber.com for all sorts of stuff and audio and contests like the one from Wolverine Water. It's all there on the website at SteveGruber.com. We're going to try to squeeze some stuff here in this segment, and then Myron Magnet is coming up, and so is Kelly Sadler, too, this hour. Let's get right to the audio. I've mentioned this a few times, and yeah, it's time to play. Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter, at a news conference on Saturday following the G20 summit in Japan. Actually, that's where Trump was saying it. Jimmy Carter was at a forum in Virginia on Friday. John Meacham, the questioner, you'll hear his voice first, and then former President Jimmy Carter on President Trump. This again from Friday.
Russia has been proven by our intelligence community to have interfered with one of our human rights, which is the right of free and fair elections. Yeah. What's your reaction? How should we deal with Russia?
Well, the president himself should condemn it, admit that it happened, which I think 16 of our intelligence agencies have already agreed to say. And there's no doubt that the Russians did interfere in the election. And I think the interference, although not yet quantified, if fully investigated, would show that Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election, and he was put into office because the Russians interfered on his behalf.
So do you believe President Trump is an illegitimate president?
Based on what I just said, which I can't retract.
Okay, yeah. All right, so there's the Jimmy Carter audio from Friday. I really don't know why it's like a funny thing. Either President Carter is wrong, and he is, you know, torpedoing the current president by sort of making the statement, right? He's wrong. Trump is legitimately elected, which of course, you know, he was. But I mean, so. That's bad, right? You have a former president attacking a current president in that way. The alternate explanation is he's right. And President Carter is right in that Russians interfered and changed votes and made sure Donald Trump became president. If he were right, what would be funny about that? What would, right? I mean, if he were right, it would be a crisis. So why is it funny that he would say that? I don't understand the crowd reaction there. I don't. President Trump firing back at Jimmy Carter, saying Carter is the forgotten president who's not only trashed by his own party, but also remembered as being only as being terrible for the country. Trump made the comments on Saturday, saying although Carter is a nice man, he was a terrible president. That's actually a pretty good summation of Carter's time in office. A nice man, a terrible president. He added, Carter is loyal to the Democrats, but as everybody now understands, I won not because of Russia, not because of anybody but myself. That's Donald Trump responding to Jimmy Carter's comments that he is an illegitimate president. Again, I just think that either Carter is right and he is illegitimate and then it's not really a funny thing whatsoever, or he's wrong and he is legitimate, and then you have a former president attacking a current president to try to undermine him. Either way, It's bad. It shouldn't be taken lightly. Really should not be taken lightly. Could I squeeze one more audio cut in here, Alex? Can we take Bernie Sanders? This is something from, actually, it would have been Thursday, I guess. I had it Friday, but we had so much audio from Thursday's debate that I wanted to hang on to it and let you hear it. This is Bernie Sanders, I believe MSNBC interview. You know, Bernie Sanders is not a Democrat. He's an independent who caucuses with the Democrats. And so it's always a little odd when this guy who is not actually a Democrat is in the race for the Democratic nomination for president. Also, he nearly won, of course, the nomination. And all Democrats this time around have essentially endorsed and are taking up his policy proposals. So he's really in a weird spot. Some questioning about whether he'll stay in the race if it looks like he's not going to win. And then also about his party affiliation. This is Bernie Sanders from Thursday prior to the debate.
If it's clear that you are not going to be the Democratic nominee, will you leave the race before the convention?
I intend to be the Democratic nominee.
But if you're not, you stayed in last time, and some people say you hurt Hillary Clinton's candidacy.
Well, no, some people say that if maybe that system was not rigged against me, I would have won the nomination and defeated Donald Trump. That's what some people say. So I think we're going to play it out. I think I am excited.
And so you would take the risk.
I am excited. Are you asking that of every candidate?
I mean, if it's clear that you are not going to win the nomination, will you concede?
Well, right now we are planning to win the Democratic nomination. And are proud of the campaigns we're running in Iowa and in New Hampshire, and are proud of our grassroots support and the fact that we have 1 million volunteers. So our goal right now is to win it. And by the way, as you may know, poll after poll shows what against Trump? Shows me beating Trump by 8, 9, or 10 points. So we're going to beat Trump. We're going to win the Democratic nomination.
Are you a Democrat?
Of course I'm a Democrat. This is a Democratic National Convention, a Democratic primary, right?
All right.
Ipso facto. If I'm running in the primary, I must be a Democrat. Even though, again, he's not. He's an independent that caucuses with Democrats. And maybe that's a distinction. He's a Democratic socialist who caucuses with the Democrats, which, of course, is a distinction without a difference these days. But it's still true. It's not a terrible question. I mean, other than the fact that we went through it all last time and it didn't make any difference whatsoever. But Bernie, a little saucy there. Are you asking all the candidates about this? Last time it was thought by some, as he said, thought by some that by Sanders staying in the race, he actually harmed Hillary toward the general election. I don't know how much I really buy that. I mean, Hillary was harmed in the general because she was Hillary and decided not to campaign in very important states. I mean, I think we can be pretty clear about how that happened and why that happened. So there's Bernie. He's a Democrat, and no, well, he intends on winning the race. He intends on winning the primary. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Talk with Myron Magnet next. His book, Clarence Thomas and the Lost Constitution, is out now. Myron Magnet in just a bit here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked.
Something smells good.
For all the clothes dried. For all the hot showers. There's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at DTEenergy.com. DTE.
We are here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.